Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, goes to Capitol Hill tomorrow. He'll address a joint session of Congress. He'll also meet with President Bush while he's in Washington. At a photo op yesterday in New York City, he made these comments about the situation in his country and how it's seen in the media.
We are winning. We are making progress in Iraq. We are defeating terrorists. Najaf, Samarra, Mosul, Basra are all live examples that a lot of progress have been made. Unfortunately, the media have not been covering these significant gains in Iraq. You know, I always say that we are welcoming any media who wants to come to Iraq and see for themselves the grounds we are covering and the winning we are doing.
Well, the security situation in Iraq has made journalists' work very dangerous. For reporters, traveling outside the capital, Baghdad, is quite perilous. And right now, few are taking that risk. We have reached two journalists who've been reporting in the cities Prime Minister Alawi mentioned. First, Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. She's a reporter for Knight Ridder Newspapers and is currently in Najaf, scene of last month's standoff between U.S. forces and radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Based on your reporting, do you see progress in that city?
Absolutely. There certainly are efforts to begin reconstruction. But having said that, the nervousness among police officers and Iraqi National Guard here is very palpable. There still is great concern that there will be clashes with Sadr forces and also with Shiites who are getting increasingly uncomfortable with the fact that the shrine here, the Grand Imam Ali shrine, has been closed to them.
In terms of day-to-day life in Najaf, how is that going? Has there been progress in terms of the delivery of basic services?
Yes, electricity is still sporadic. There are efforts to refurbish some of the schools. There has been a lot of cleanup going on in and around the city center. But again, with the police presence so strong, it's still a very tense situation and far from life as would normally be the case here.
And with that tense security situation, how do you go about your reporting?
Very clandestinely. Basically, the women here, of course, wear abayas and hijab underneath that, so we're very cloaked, and I travel about in that sort of scenario. Reporters have been banned from the city of Najaf, contrary to what the prime minister might be saying. There's been a lot of nervousness, and if you pull out a notebook or pull out a camera, a police descend upon you and shoo you away. And so it's been very difficult, and it requires sort of pulling people aside into an alleyway, that sort of thing, to try and get comments from them.
Soraya, thanks so much.
Sure, no problem, thanks.
We heard from Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Najaf. Now to Patrick Krekstra. He's also with Knight Ridder. He's now in the city of Baghdad, but last week he was reporting in Basra, a port city in the far south of Iraq. He was embedded with British forces there. Patrick, what's your assessment of the situation? Prime Minister Alawi says there's been progress. What have you seen?
The situation in Basra right now is mixed. It is certainly one of the most stable big cities in Iraq. But if anything, the security situation is worse there now than it was 1 year ago.
But in some way, in some of your reports, you note that the Shiite-dominated port city would in some ways be an ideal proving ground for President Bush's theory that the U.S. and its allies can bring democracy and peace to Iraq.
Yeah, I mean, the city is was one of the most friendly and remains one of the most friendly to multinational forces in Iraq. And the residents do have appreciated the way the British troops have managed the situation in Basra. They describe their philosophy down there as smile, shoot, smile. They put a premium on public relations, and it seems to have worked. But the long-term problems with the occupation are starting to show themselves, even there in Basra.
Long-term problems such as?
Sadr's movement has been the biggest threat in Basra, and the effort to create a local police force has been problematic at best. British troops have told me that on more than one occasion they've been actually shot at by Iraqi policemen, and they quite obviously don't trust the local police force there very often.
What about the standard of living in Basra, the electricity, water? Are the hospitals up and running, the schools?
Basra under Saddam Hussein was one of the most neglected cities in Iraq. Saddam frequently would shut off electricity to Basra as a means of punishment. So in some respects, basic services are better than they were under Saddam. But it is also a poor city, and that situation has not improved greatly since the war and the occupation.
Finally, back to Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's comments and his invitation to the media to see for themselves the situation in Iraq. Is it difficult for a Western reporter to actually get to those areas and report? And once you're there, how hard is it to move around as you work?
It's extraordinarily difficult to get to the cities that the Prime Minister mentioned. The travel alone, unless you happen to have a Black Hawk helicopter at your disposal, is extraordinarily dangerous. Western reporters such as myself find that we really only have one option, and that is embedding. And while you have some access to local residents when you're embedded, by and large, your view is obscured, it's limited, and there's only so much you can find out.
Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Knight Ridder reporter Patrick Krekstra speaking to us about his recent reporting trip to Basra. He's now in Baghdad. We also spoke with his colleague, Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, in Najaf.